Okay, on the Mishnah, Tzadik Amud Aleph. Zav Shirosh Tei Rios, Shochtin Lo B'Shvi. Zav, the halacha is that if he sees two Rios, so he has to count Shiva Nikiyim. And then on the seventh day, he goes to the mikveh. He has to wait till the sun sets, and then he's mutter to eat kodshim and to go into the Beis HaMikdash. If he sees three Re'iyos, so he has to count Shiva Nikiyim, and he has to go to the mikvah on the seventh day. On the eighth day, he brings a korban, and he's not allowed to eat, he's called Mechusar Kippurim. And on the eighth day, he also goes to the mikvah after he brings the korban, but that's only Durabanan, Tosa says. And then he is allowed to, what's it called, to eat kodshim again at night. So Azov, who only saw two re'iyos, shoked in love Shvi. On the seventh day, he has to go to the mikveh, who has to wait till the night. That night, he'll be able to eat korban pesach. So you can shech korban pesach for him, even though he's tamei. We'll see in the Gemara whether he was tovel first or not, because at night, he'll be able to eat. Rosh shalosh, shoked in love Shmini. He sees three re'iyos, so on the seventh day he won't be able to eat kodshim at night because he didn't bring his korban yet. But on the eighth day he'll bring his korban, and at that night he'll be able to eat korban pesach. So if his eighth day falls on erev pesach, you shech korban pesach for him, and because that night he'll be able to eat. Shomeris yom keneged yom shochtim aleha b'sheni shalom. Ros ha'shnei yomim shochtim aleha b'shlishi. Okay, Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom is a woman, if she sees Dam, so she becomes a Nida. And she's a Nida for 7 days, no matter if she saw Dam for 1 second or she saw all 7 days, she's automatically Tomei 7 days. On the seventh day, the night after the seventh day, she goes to the mikveh, and she's tar. She doesn't have to make any shiva nikiyim, nothing. From that time on, from the eighth day, the next 11 days, if she sees Dan, so she's not a Nida, she's a Suffolk, she's a could be a Zava. If she sees one day, it's nothing. She's not a Nida, and she's not a Zava, because it's in those 11 days between her Nidos. So if she sees one day, it's nothing. But she has to wait and see, maybe she'll see the next day. So that's called the Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. If she doesn't see that day, she sees the next day, then she's again, still not a Zava. Zava's only 3 times. So she waits to see what's going to be the next day. She sees 3 days in a row, then she's a Zava. She has to count Shiva Nikiyim, and the same thing. On the what's it called, and she has to bring a korban. So on the eighth day after the Shiva Nikiyim, and the day that she brings the korban, you can shech korban pesach for her, because she can eat that night. A Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom is only Tomei for that day. And that night, if she didn't see again, she can eat kodshim. She goes to the mikveh and she can eat kodshim. So a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, she hasn't seen 3 times. She saw once or twice. So that day she's tamei, and she what's it called? You can shech korban pesach because that night she can what's it called? She can eat korban pesach. Rashi Rashi. Zav shirosh tei riyos she tumas or tumas shiva ve'eno tom korban. A zav who saw 2 riyos. He has to count Shiva Nikiyim, but he doesn't have to bring a korban. So immediately, on the seventh day, he goes to the mikveh, and that night he can eat kodshim. Even though right now he's still tamei, he's a tevul yom, right? Because even if he went to the mikveh, he can't eat kodshim till sunset. Because at night he'll be able to eat. He saw 3 times. Then he still has to count Shiva Nikiyim, but on the eighth day he has to bring a korban. So shoktin lo b'mchol shmini shalob erev pesach. If his eighth day falls on erev pesach, you can shech korban pesach for him. But afilu lo hevi kabaraso. Even if he didn't bring the korban yet, umevi el acher mikein. He brings it afterwards. You can't bring a korban after tamei shobein harbayim, and the pesach is brought after the tamei shobein harbayim. The mechusar kippurim dochi esei dashlama, because we learned before that the person who has to bring a korban in order to be able to eat kodshim at night, to eat korban pesach, so the mitzvah of korban pesach is docha the essay of oleho hashleim kol hakorbanos kula, that you have to bring all the korbanos before the tamid shobein harbayim except korban pesach, which is the exception. Kedamvar and betamid nishrak, like we learned already. Shomeris yom keneged yom, haroi yom echad besoch achados or yom in shobein nida lenida, a woman sees one day in the 11 days between her nidos, where she could become a zava, the boy lisper yom hamachres, so then halacha is she's tamei for that day, and she has to count the next day to see if she'll be mitzaref another day, right, and then a third day and become a zava. Shoch minaleh b'yom sfira, l'shech korban pesach, on the day that she's counting, to see if she's going to become a zava or not. T'kivin shesofra mikzas hayom u'teres litvo. As long as she counted part of the day, she can go to the mikvah, and if she doesn't see again, she'll be taught. The apopishim mechuseres harib shemesh shoktinoya. Even though she's not going to become tahar till the sun sets, but when the sun sets, she'll be will be tahar. So we shecht, even though she's tamei now, she'll be tahar at night, and she'll be able to eat korban pesach. V'hazava shorosa shlosha ritzufin besocha chadash hayom. A woman who saw 3 days consecutively, in the 11 days between her nidos, so she's a zava. The tzrichalis bar shiva nekiyim lahavi carbon. She has to count 7 clean days and bring a carbon. By a man, there's a difference between 2 and 3, whether he has shiva nekiyim plus a carbon or minus the carbon. By a woman, it's always she's dafka 3 times, and dafka she what's it called always has to bring a carbon. Shochtin olah b'shmini v'tavi kaparasa carbon shetesha v'tocha. So we shech korban pesach, and then she'll bring her korban before nightfall, and she'll be able to eat kashrim at night. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, shochtin v'zorkin al tful yom u'mechusar kippurim. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, you can shech the korban pesach on a tful yom. That means that it's the 7th day, like we said. He went to the mikvah, but the sun hasn't set yet. So he's still tameh moderately until the sun sets, but he's gone already to the mikvah. On that kind of person, you can shech korban pesach. Same thing on mechusar kippurim. He's gone to the mikvah on the 7th day, and he's what's it called hasn't yet brought his korban, so you can shech for him too. Ve'ein shochtin the zorkin al tameh sheretz. But a person who hasn't gone to the mikvah, it's not an inyan of what's it called harib shemesh. He hasn't yet gone to the mikvah tameh sheretz, right, where he's still tameh. He hasn't gone to the mikveh, you don't shech for him. Even though he could conceivably go to the mikveh after Yeshech and have Harib Shemesh and eat at night, since he's mechusar maisi, he hasn't gone to the mikveh, you don't shech korban pesach. The Ula Omar af shochtin v'zorkim al tomei sheretz. And Ula holds, even if he hasn't yet gone to the mikveh, right, not just he needs Harib Shemesh, he's a tvul yom, but he hasn't gone to the mikveh yet, you could also shech korban pesach for him. Even before he goes to the mikveh, then he'll go to the mikveh and have Harif Shemesh, and he'll be able to eat korban pesach at night. Rashi, the ain shochtin, the zorkim, al tomei sheretz, the apopi shibi yodo litvol hayom, even though he could go to the mikveh, the time of the first will come in. I'm going to explain the reason. So if machlok is raven ula, whether you're shochet on a person who's tomei for that day and hasn't yet gone to the mikveh, or dafka if he's gone to the mikveh and he hasn't had Harif Shemesh. L'Rav, Maishno Tzvul Yom, D'Chazi L'Ursa, Tomei Sheretz Nami Chazi L'Ursa. According to Rav, what's the difference? Just like a person who's Mechusar Harif Shemesh, he's a Tzvul Yom, will be fit for eating Kachim at night, so too the guy who hasn't gone to the mikvah will be fit to eat Kachim at night if he goes to the mikvah. Gemara says, Mechusar Tvila, what's it called? No, Mechusar Tvila, so no, he's Mechusar Tvila. He hasn't yet totaled. Mar says, Mechusar Yom, Mitzvul Yom, Nami Mechusar Harib Shemesh. This guy's also missing something. He has to wait till the sun sets. Mar says, Shim Shom Emela Arva. The sun sets automatically. He doesn't have to do anything. But here he has to go to the mikveh, right? So we'll see that there is Mechusar Maises. You don't shech korban pesach for him. Mar says, Mechusar Kippurim Nami, Ha Mechusar Kapara. Lechara Le Mechusar Kippurim also, he has to bring a korban. So it should be similar to having to go to the mikveh. Gemara says, Shekino b'yado. No, he already gave over the money for the carbon that he has to bring to the Kohanim. So he doesn't have to do anything anymore. Now it's a shaila whether the Kohanim are going to bring it, and we have a chazaka that the Kohanim for sure are going to bring the carbon. Gemara says, Tomei Sheretz nomei hari mikveh lefanov. The maisa, by Tomei Sheretz, the mikveh is there in front of him. Just like Kino Biyado, he's given the money to the Kohanim, and they're going to bring the carbon, he can also be total. Mar says, Dilma Pasha. No, we're afraid that maybe he'll be Posheya, and he won't go to the mikveh. And then we'll have Shechti Korban Pesach, and it'll be possible. So the Rabbanan said, if he hasn't gone to the mikveh yet, you don't check Korban Pesach for him. Where it says, Yihachi Mechusar Kippurim, Nami Dilma Pasha, right? Maybe he'll be also Moshe and not give the money to the Kohanim. Where it says, no, Kagon to Masrin or the Beis Din. He gave it already to the Beis Din of Kohanim, and they're going to surely bring his Korban before the night. Ukudrav Shmaya, the Omer Chazoka, ain't Beis Din Shol Kohanim, Omdi Misham, Achi Yichlu Mol Shabashofros. They for sure are going to bring all the Korbanos that have to be brought that day before the night. So it's not in his hands anymore, and it's in the hands of the Beis Din of the Kohanim, and they'll make sure that it's done. But by him, we're afraid he won't go to the mikveh.
You have a korban, 25 people on a korban.
What?
You have 25 people on a korban, and one person doesn't count the whole korban.
What do you mean?
In this case, you worry that he won't go, so he doesn't go. So he can't be korban better, but the rest of the korban, they
can actually family agree. Yeah, enoch inami, but... you're right, but the Gemara's mashma that he can check even for him alone. If there's nobody else. So there's a few people of the same situation. They ask, in fact, why shouldn't you have to do it? Make a whole chabur, that you can't check for these kind of people alone. And the Tosus really asks the question. He doesn't answer it. But Lamais, it's mashma that you can check for him even if there's nobody else on the korban. That's what we're talking about. There's other people on the korban, shouldn't be a problem. Mar says, Ularab Nidaraisa Mechzechaziv Rabbanan who the Gazri Bay. According to this, what we said now, according to Rab, really you could check for a Tomei Sheretz. Even hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. Just we're afraid he won't go to the mikveh. And then we'll have shechted the Korban Pesach for somebody who can't eat, and it's possible. So, it's only the Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, he's what's it called, it's okay. That's not true, because Rav said, Mitamim Echod Mehem B'Sheretz, right? The Gemara we learned before, that if you have exactly half and half, so Rav holds you Mitame one of somebody else with a Sheretz, and you make it Mashma, that if it's your Mitame somebody B'Sheretz, then in our Torah, he can't bring Korban Pesach. Because only with the Rabbanan, then he's also fit for Korban Pesach, in our Torah. So Rav seems to hold that what's it called, that Tomei Sheretz, you can't shecht for him, even in HaTorah. Right? He becomes somebody who's Nidchel of Pesach Sheni. So it can't be this reason that we're afraid he won't go to the mikveh, that's only the Rabbana. Rashi. Parshav lo tovel. We're afraid that he won't be tovel. Misham in Azorah. They don't leave the Azorah that day, the Beis Din of Kohanim, unless they make sure that all the Korbanos, that the money was given to be shechted that day for people in Mechusar Kippurim is brought. Shofar Hayasham Shekosul of Kinim. There was a pushka that said on it Kinim, the Isha Shieshalo Aleda, the Chain Kol Mechusri Kaparim, the Vian Mos, the Nosno Tocho. Anybody who was in the mass of a Mechusri Kapara, like a Zav, a Leoletis. So they put their money there and they bought what's it called, the Torim and Bnei Yona that they have to bring for their carbon from those money. Right, there was a certain amount of money that was for each pair of birds, and they would bring all the birds from the money that was put over there. There was $100. They knew that there was $1 a bird, a pair, that 100 birds to bring. The somchim al chefkes beisim shel kohanim shein omdim mishom at sheichlu kol mos also shofar kadesh lo yochlu mechusri kapar bekotchen. Right, that they shouldn't eat mid beisr from kotchen because their korban wasn't brought. So say all the korbanos are brought. Mechusri kapar zav zava mitzoras violetis. Uparchin and Rav the Omer Shema Pasha Amma Midiraisa Mechzechosi. According to Rav, really in the Torah you could check for a Tomei Sheretz, who hasn't been told him. It's only that we're afraid that he won't go to the mikveh. Chazi Tomei Sheretz to Shurulav. Mishum Dilma Pasha Gozru Be Rabban. The Rabban made it say we're afraid he won't go to the mikveh. Ivo Marab Ketzat Solin. Ho Yisrael Nechzat Torah Nechzat Tneim. Rav said in Ketzat Solin that if you have half of Chal Yisrael were Tahorim and half were Tneim, so Metamim Echad Meim Besheretz, Lahachriya Rov Tzibur Latuma. So you Metami one of them with the Sheretz, in order that now Rov Tzibur should be Tomei. The Ima Doraisa Chazi Heyechu Machri Latuma. And if Minat Torah, he's really considered Tar. You could check Korban Pesach for him. So how is he Machriya that should be rove tameyim. That kind of tamei, what's it called? You could check on Pesach and you can eat it at night when you start. The hainu tamei sheretz the chazi l'metabek. Ela l'rab medaraisa nami lo chazi. No, Rav has a different reason. It's not because we're afraid he won't go to the mikveh. It's a different reason. Dechsiv, ish ki yet tamei l'netesh. Right? It says anybody who is tamei l'netesh, who is tamei meis. And he has to be nidchet to Pesach Sheni. This pasuk is talking about somebody who can't bring Pesach Rishon, and he has to bring Pesach Sheni. And he's Tamei Lameis. Milo askin and shekol shvi shalol yos berva Pesach. The hainu tuma sheret. It's talking even Tamei Lenefesh, where the seventh day of his tuma is erev Pesach. And what's it called? And he's a Tamei sheret. The Omer Rachman and nidchet. And you see that he's nidchet. Gemara says, "V'chi temi mimai dechachi, sover lo k'rabbi Yitzchak." How do you know that's talking like that? Maybe it's talking where what's it called? Where it's not the seventh day. Tomi l'netesh, and it's not the seventh. And if not the seventh day, you could check for him. Gemara says, "No, he holds k'rabbi Yitzchak." The Omer tmei meis mitzvahayu shechol shvi shalem yos berev Pesach. Right, the case of the people who came who were tomi l'netesh, and they were nidchel Pesach Sheni. The case in the Torah of Pesach Sheni were people who had their seventh day of Tuma was on Erev Pesach. Shenemar, how do I know that was the seventh day? V'lo yochlu lasos ha-Pesach b'yom ha-hu. They couldn't bring the Pesach on that day. Mashma, the next day they could have. B'yom ha-hu de'inon yecholim lasos. Aval l'mocher yecholim lasos. They could have brought it the next day. Right? Tosa says, well, maybe it's talking on the sixth day, and the next day they could bring it because you could shech for a Tomei Sheretz. Gemara says, no, it doesn't say they couldn't eat Korban Pesach that day, it says they couldn't make it. Mashma, the next day they could bring it and make it themselves. Not just eat it the next day. For Omer Rachmana Nidchu, the Torah says they're Nidchu. So you see that even though it was only that day they couldn't bring, that means it was the seventh day, because the next day they would be able to bring Korban Pesach, but that day they couldn't, so it couldn't be any of the other days of when they were Tamei Nefesh, because then the next day also they couldn't bring. So it has to be the seventh day. And still it says, the nitchet, the Pesach Sheni. So you see, that what's it called, that somebody who on the seventh day can't bring, you don't shech Korban Pesach for him. So Tosa says, well maybe what's it called, should have told him to be tovel. Because everybody holds, the Mishnah says, that after the Tevila, Mechus, Tevul Yom, you could shech for him. So why don't they just be tovel? So there's a few answers. The Rambam holds it in a Chinami. A Tamei Sheretz, who you were told of, is only Tvul Yom, you could check for, but a Tamei Meis, who's a Tvul Yom, you can't check for. Even if he went to the mikveh by Tamei Meis, special halacha. That's what the Rambam holds. The Ravid, Tosfos, everybody else argues on that, and says that even a Tamei Meis, if he went to the mikveh and is only a Tvul Yom, you could check. So if that's the case, then why didn't they tell him to be told of? So a Tosfos say, Nechanami. Right? The case was that they, what's it called, they could have told him to be Tovel. They told him, the matzav, you're in right now, you weren't Tovel, you can't go. The others hold that they already brought Korban Pesach before the Tevila. And that was the problem. It was very possible. Because they brought it and they hadn't been Tovel. And Echanami, had they been Tovel, they could have brought it. But they thought they could bring it even without the Tevila, and that was the psul. And others say, Smag says that Erev Pesach that year fell on Shabbos. And Moshe Rabbeinu was already gozer that they can't make Hazor, so they couldn't be Tovel. So it's Dafka talking before the Tevila, because they couldn't be Tovel. The Hazor on Shabbos is also Midrabbanan, and you need Hazor on the seventh day. So whatever reason, most Rishonim learned that had they been Tovel, they could have brought Korban Pesach. But they weren't Tovel. And the Rambam holds, even if they were Tovel, Tomei Sheretz and Tomei Meis are different halachas. And even the Rambam holds, it's only Tomei Meis that tumas that a Nazir is Megaleach Aleyah. Not all Tomei Meis, a Nazir is Megaleach Alav. Right? So, those kinds of tumas Meis that a Nazir, if he became Tomei Meis like that, would have to shave and start his whole Naziris over again. Rashi. How do you know it's talking about the seventh day? Maybe it's a Tomei Meis who was on the sixth day, the fifth day. Also an anoshim shebatesach midbar shayu tmeim lenefesh adam tmeim meis mitzvah hayu shechoshvi. It happened to be that was the case. And how do we know that was the case? Because it says by yomahu, right? Okay. So Rav holds that ain shochtim al tamei sheretz if he didn't go to the mikvah because of the pasuk, right? We see by tamei meis that. What's it called? He didn't go to the mikveh, at least according to most Rishonim, we don't check for him. Okay. Tznan. Zov Sharosh Te Rios, Shokhtim Obishvi. My lad to Lototim. Our Mishnah says that a Zov who saw two Rios, he could check for him on the seventh day. Isn't it talking even if he didn't go to the mikveh yet? Since he can go to the mikveh and have Harif Shemesh, we check. And you see, not like Rav, like Ula, that you could shech even for somebody who didn't go to the mikveh. Wrote the Torah. Mer says, no, it's talking where he went to the mikveh. Mer says, he told him, my kamashmalan. That's the case, what's the chiddush? Ha kamashmalan, the afagav, the mechusar, harif shemesh. Right? Kamashmalan, the shimshim, amela arva. Right? That the chiddush is that even though he's a tvul yom, and he needs to have what's it called the harif shemesh, since the Shemesh is sets automatically, that's not a ma'akid. But on the other hand, the Tevila is a ma'akid. Hachinari Mestabra, Mirtani Sefer. Ra'a Sholosh Re'yos, Shokhtin Labishmini. He saw three Re'yos, we shecht for him on the eighth day, right? Even though he's Mechusar Kippurim, he hasn't brought his carbon. I Amris Bishlama Zav Sharosh Dei Re'yos, Shokhtin Labishmini, the Tavil. Itzrich. If it's talking where he went to the mikveh, right, that's the case of Zav on the seventh day. But a Zav who needs an eighth day, right, you still need to tell me if that's okay. Why? Because he's already gone to the mikveh and the sun sets automatically. But here he has to bring a korban. So I might think Mechusar Kippurim is like Mechusar Tevila, right? So Kedai Techamina, Rosh Tei Rios. Bishvi, who do lo Mechusar Maisa, but Rosh Olos Bishmini, the Mechusar Maisa, Mechusar Kapora lo, Kamash Mala. Right, and even the Afal Gav, the Mechusar Kapora, Shokhtim V'Zorkin Olai. Right, if it's talking Taka where he went to the mikveh, then I need the case of Shmini to tell me, even though over here he needs to bring a korban, it's still okay. Because like we said, he gave it to the Beis and Shokohanim, and they'll bring it. And it's not like not going to the mikveh. But if you say that the first case of the Mishnah, where he saw two Rios, and it's the seventh day, and he hasn't gone to the mikveh, so he's mechusar maisa. He hasn't gone to the mikveh. Ra'a sholosh b'shmini lamali, right? Why do you need the case on the eighth day where he hasn't brought the korban? It's a kosher cane. If we're not afraid, or if the maisa of tevila is not a problem, then the maisa of bringing a korban, which we have a chazaka on, is surely not a problem. Hashti yeshlomo rosh de rios b'shvid lo tovel de tomi ma'al yehu shachtina v'zarkin roloi. Ra Shalosh Bishmini to Tavile Bishvi, the Klisha Tuma. He already went to the mikvah on the seventh day. All he has to do now is bring a carbon. Right? So his tumah is already weaker. Lokol Shekhen to Shaktin of Azarkin Olay. Surely you shech for him. Elalach Shmamino, Rosh Te Rios Bishvi to Shaktin Olay to Tavil. Must be that the first case is talking where he went to the mikvah. And ain't Shochtim al Tomei Sheretz. Verses Lo. Laolam e Malach de Lo Tavil. Talking where he didn't go to the mikveh. The Itzrich, I want to read the case of Shmini, it's a kol shekein. If, when he didn't go to the mikveh, and he's still full force tameh, still shochtim alav, so if he's gone to the mikveh on the seventh day, he just hasn't brought a carbon where his tumah is already weakened, kol shekein, you can check for him. So, kadayt chamina b'shvihu to be yod l'sakit. Right? By shvi, where he himself could go to the mikveh, so then there's more svara that you can check for him. He can't bring the carbon, he has to give it to a kohen. Somebody else has to do something. So it's not biyado to mesakin himself, ema pashi be kohanim. Kamash malon kirab shmaya. That's the chiddush. So there's no raya from our Mishnah one way or the other, like Rav or Ula, whether our Mishnah is talking where he already was tovel, or even if he wasn't tovel. Rashi. My lav de lo tovel, the kashi l'rav, right, mashma that even if they weren't tovel, a zov on the seventh day, if he wasn't tovel, you could shech korban pesach for him. And not like rav. Haka mashmalan, d'alfa gav, the mechusar harif shemesh, the shim shum amela arva. The lo havi ke mechusar maise. And the Mar says, no, talking where he was Togel. Aye, what's the Chiddush then? That Harav Shemesh is not Ma'akev. Hachi Nami Mistabra, that Togel Koi, talking where he went to the Mikvah. Mid Isvek Lemisne Sefer, the Shokhtin on Mechusar Kippurim. The fact that you need the other case that you can shech for a Mechusar Kippurim on the eighth day is only a Chiddush if the guy has what's it called, had to go to the Mikvah on the seventh day. The Reish only told me that Tvul Yom you could check for, right? It's strictly Misnei Sefer, so I need the Sefer to tell me Lashmin and the Shoftin on Mechusar Kippurim. So Kedai to Chamina, Hai Mechusar Maitse Chashiblei, right? Mechusar Kippurim is Mechusar Maitse, has to bring a korban. So by the guy that already went to the mikveh and just needs the sun to set, that's going to happen automatically. But I might think that if a korban has to be brought, that's worse. Kamash Malon, since he gave it over, and the korban is going to be brought by the Beis and Shokohanim, that's also okay. Kamash Malon, the Shorim, with a muscle of Beis and Shokohanim, Kedamorim. Elei Omras, Yesh Biyod L'Sakin Lipol, Ava Mechusar Kapora, Ein Biyod L'Sakin Ela Biyad Kohen. So the Gemara says, but if you hold that he already had went, he didn't go to the mikveh, right? He had to go to the mikveh yet. So then, why is that different than having to bring a korban? So what's the chiddush? If I know already he shecht on a guy who didn't go to the mikveh, even though he's mechusar maisa, koshkein on a guy whose the maisa is not totally in him, it's totally in the basin, therefore you're going to do it. So Gemara says, no, it's more of the opposite. Something that I can do, so I'll do it. But something's out of my hands, maybe then you don't check. He's not Roy Lasakin himself. He's dependent on somebody else. Kamash Malon, that even though he's dependent on other people, they're for sure going to do it. Okay, let's go on. V'azova shochtin, tani tama kameda rav ava bar ava. V'azova shochtin oleha b'shvi shalom. Azova, you bring Korban Pesach for her on her seventh day. Right, and again, same machlokas, whether she was tovel or not tovel, machlokas rather than ula, right? And then she has harav shemesh, or she goes to the mikvah according to ula, and she has harav shemesh, and she can eat at night. Omar le zava b'shvi shalom michazya, right? Is a zava fit to eat Korban Pesach on the seventh day? Afilu l'man d'omer shoftim v'zorka na tome sheretz, honey mi le tome sheretz d'chazi l'ursa. Ha adlamachar de masir kapara lo chazav. A zava on the seventh day is not going to be able to eat kachim that night. She has to bring a korban. Every zava has to bring a korban on the eighth day. So she can't eat korban tesach that night. So how can you shech for her? So Mari says, Ema bishmini. No, not on the seventh day, on the eighth day. A zava, to Enochanani, a zava who saw two rios doesn't have to bring a korban, you shech for him on the seventh day. But a zava is talking about the eighth day. Mari says, Pshita. Mal de Sema, Kima de Mechasri Kapora lo, Kamash Malon. I might think that since she's Mechusar Kapora, you can't check for her. Kamash Malon, no, that's not called Mechusar Maisa, because the Kohanim are for sure going to bring it to the Rav Shemaya. Like Rav Shemaya said, that Chazaka on the basement shall Kohanim. Zava Tvilosa B'yom Shvi, Dixi V'sofer La Shivas Yomim, Rashi, V'achar Titar. Let me get it, okay. Ravina Omar Nida Tana Kane. The Hanida Shoftin Le Bishvi. Right? It's not talking about a Zava, it's a Nida. You could either change the Mishnah and say it's Zava Bishmini and not Shvi, or change Zava to Nida. And a Nida you can check on the seventh day, because a Nida doesn't bring any carbon. Right? She's Tame 7 days, no matter what, even if she sees 1 minute. During the beginning of those 7 days, she's tummy for the next 7 days, and she goes to the mikveh at night. So Amarle neither b'shvi michazya, right? Neither's not fit to eat in the seventh day. She's tummy the entire 7 days. She can't go to the mikveh during the day. Afilu l'man d'yomer shoftim v'zorkin al tummy sheretz t'chazi l'ursa. Neither l'ursa d'shvi hu d'tavla. Ad shmini d'av d'harif shemesh l'chazya. Anita goes to the mikveh the seventh day at night, and she needs Harav Shemesh. Right? You can never eat kachim if you're a tzvul yom. So if she goes to the mikveh at night, right, a zava can go to the mikveh in the daytime on the seventh day, or a zav on the seventh day. So at night, they already had Harav Shemesh. But a nida can only go to the mikveh at night. She can't go in the daytime of the seventh day. She can only go the night after the seventh day, or any time after that. It doesn't have to be dafk at night. It has to be after the seventh day is finished. So the earliest she can go is the seventh day at night, the night after the seventh day. That means she's not going to be tar till the next night, because she has to have Harav Shemesh. And the sun's not going to set on her tevila till the next day. So she's not going to be able to eat Korban Pesach that night. Okay, after she goes to the mikveh, she's going to have to wait a whole other 23 hours and plus to have Harav Shemesh. Also, you have to change both things. Nida, and it's talking about the eighth day, where now she's just waiting for Harav Shemesh. Pshita, hashtu mazov and mechastri kapora shoftu vizorkin aleho, bishmini. Nida lo mechastri kapora. Tzricha lemeimar. Right, the Zava, who on the eighth day still has to bring a carbon. Right? And she can, you can shecht for her on the eighth day. So Anida, who doesn't have to bring a carbon on the eighth day, just has to wait till the sun sets, surely you can shecht. So what's the chiddush of Anida? Tzrichle, maybe the shachtin of the zarkin Allah? Where it says, no, Anida, it's tzrichle. You needed to tell me by Anida that you also could shecht for her. Hakamash malon, bishmini in bishvilo, to tell me dafka bishmini. And not Bishvi, to tell me Anida can't go to the mikveh on the seventh day in the daytime and have Harav Shemesh. She only can go to the mikveh after nightfall, and then she needs Harav Shemesh on the next day to become Tahar. Kidatanya, kol chai ve'tvilos, tvilosim biyom. Anyone who needs tvila can go to the mikveh already in the daytime and have Harav Shemesh. In other words, somebody who's tamei 7 days, like a zava, can go to the mikveh on the seventh day in the daytime and have Harav Shemesh, as long as they don't see again after they went to the mikveh, they're okay. If they see again, then it's sosa. But if they don't see anything again, they're tar the rest of the day, then it's fine. But neither the yoledes tvilos and belayla, but a neither the yoledes can only go to the mikveh at night. Now, as they can't go on the day of the seventh day, they have to go the night of the eighth day. The tanya, yochol te tovelos and bod yom. I might think a neither can be tovel also on the seventh day in the daytime. Tamad lomar shivas yom in tia benidasa. She has to be a nida all 7 days. So the earliest she can go to the mikveh is on the eighth day, meaning the night. The Yoledes is Kishul Nida. And the Yoledes, it says, Kimei Nidas Devos Sotikma, compares the Yoledes to a nida. She has the same din as a nida. Rashi, Zavat Tvilosim Yom Shvi, Tichsi, the Sofra La Shivas Yomim, the Achar Tita. By a Zava, it doesn't say she's a Zava all 7 days. It says she should count 7 days. And afterwards, she can become tahar. Acher ma'isa titer, even the sima la sfira titer. As long as she counted even part of the day, she can become tahar. She can go to the mikveh. Ubetchilas hayom of the la sfira. She counts her day at the beginning of the day. So the truth is, if she'll see afterwards, it's going to be sosur the whole day. But once she made sfira, she can go to the mikveh, hoping that nothing's going to happen. Avam nida d'oraisa she'ena soferes nekiyim elashiva. In Yemei Yuriyasa, but a Nida doesn't have Shiva Nakiyah. She has 7 days and she's a Nida no matter what. And after that, even if she sees all 7 days, she can go to the mikveh. She can't go to the mikveh till the 7 days are complete. In other words, after Shkia or Tseis of the seventh day. The Harav Shemesh bididol Harav Lamochra. And therefore, her Harav Shemesh is not till the next day, right? On the eighth day, sunset, that's when she becomes actually tar. For Kodshim or whatever. For her husband, she becomes tar right away. Just she's a Tvul Yom. She can't eat Kodshim, but she's tar as soon as she goes to the mikveh. She's just now a Tvul Yom. She needs Harav Shemesh to eat Kodshim. Bishvilo, Mishum Dlochazi, Lo Ursa, Mishum Harav Shemesh. But you can't shecht for a Nida on the seventh day because she won't be able to eat Korban Pesach at night. Tiyah Yisei Radorish. Extra Nida, Tiyah Benidasa. Meaning the whole 7 days she can't go to the mikveh. The Yoledes is kishoni. They'll see kimei nidas devos or tikma, and the Yoledes has the same din as a nidah.